Morning, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, very, very well, thanks. Thanks for having me, boys.
No, great to have you on the show, mate. And sorry to hear that you weren't offered a new deal there by the Giants. Take us through the last 7-10 days or so.
Oh, it hasn't been too bad. I had a couple of good conversations. When you're on the road and in the hub, you can have those conversations pretty often with Leon. And I had a pretty good relationship with him over 14 years that I'd known him. He was my line coach at the Bulldogs when I first started. So I've known him for a while. He's been somewhat of a father figure. So he was open and I was open with the chats I was sort of having with my manager and stuff like that. And I don't think they expected maybe the young boys to go so well, and all credit to them. They absolutely played out of their skins this year and they're going to back them in. So I can understand the club's direction in that sort of aspect of it. Obviously a bit disappointing not to be offered one, but 10 years at a club and looking for a fresh start, I'm pretty excited.
I was about to ask you, Sam, do you want to continue to play on in the AFL, and what's that look like at the moment?
Yeah, I definitely do. I look after myself pretty well. I'm 31 and look around the league at the moment. There's blokes playing a lot longer than, you know, 31, 32. They're going into the 35s and 36s. So I do look after myself. I've still got the drive and competitiveness. If I ever lost that, I think I'd happily wrap it up and try and get a premiership with my brother down in the Chuka somewhere. But I'll be definitely trying to play again. They're the conversations we're having. And if not, I'll be trying to look to go into the development or welfare sort of role that I did in the 2-year layoff that I had.
Sam, what happens in regards to your agent in this situation? Are they out looking for you or talking to other clubs before you get to this point? Or do you have this conversation with the Giants and then say, right, okay, this is the direction you're going in, now I've got a plan for the future?
Yeah, I think probably 7 to 8 weeks ago, when I had the conversation with Leon, that it looked likely that might not get offered a playing contract, but they'd be disappointed if they lost me, you know, elsewhere, and they try and see what they did. I rang my manager straight away and just said, you know, let's look for opportunities elsewhere. I want to go around again. So if something comes up, I really want to explore that. And then also, being in Sydney sort of for 10 years, my wife definitely is ready for a change. So, we're ready to sort of move closer to family or something like that. We've had no family support up there because everyone lives in Queensland or down in Melbourne. So, I just rang him and he throws it out there, and clubs obviously go to the agents and ask for lists of people that have done coaching roles or have done their coaches' courses or interested in that coming to the back end of their career. But he just throws my name around, I think, and that's what he gets paid the big bucks for.
How close do you believe the Giants are to a premiership? Because you obviously had your heartbreak in 2019 when, you know, you lost that grand final to Richmond. And just when it seemed like the club might regress this season, you make that run at the end of the season and end up beating the Swans in a final. What's it going to take just for the Giants to take that next step and get their hands on the Premiership Cup?
I think we need a little bit of luck. We had an injury list of 16, 17 towards the back end of the year, and no other team had that. You can't go into a final series with blokes underdone or guys that have been out for 2, 3, 4 weeks. Albeit we had an unbelievable run from, you know, our last 4 or 5 weeks were just, we had to win the finals for us. Maybe there was some fatigue or something there, similar to what I think it was Laurie was saying before about the Bulldogs and them having a week off. But we would have loved to get to that week, and we would have backed ourselves in. But it wasn't sort of to be. But we blooded a lot of young blokes this year, and they got games in. So I wouldn't say they're too far away. We've built a culture up there over the last 10 years, and it's a winning one. We know how to win, and we love to win. We're pretty ruthless on each other and ruthless on our opponents. So I think they're in pretty good stead. They just need a bit of luck in terms of the injury-wise when it comes down to crunch time.
Sam, tell us about this time of the year. Obviously, you're involved in the 2019 GF with the Giants. What's it like as a player, the build-up, the pressure, the expectation, and how did you manage that back in 2019?
Oh, that was the best week of my life. We would travel around. We were running on just adrenaline, emotions. No one gave us a chance to get there. because of the injuries and everything we had, and we were just riding on adrenaline after we beat Collingwood. I reckon in that 3 days, I had 24 hours sleep because I had my first child, Elijah, that week, rolling into the grand final. So it was unbelievable. And then you blink and you're down at the grand final parade, and you try and rein it in, but I think you have to lap it up as well and enjoy it. As much as you try not to think about it, it's hard not to. You're like a little kid in a candy store. So running around in the grand final week, it's why you play. So we tried to lap it up, and, you know, we came out reasonably well, but we just couldn't hit the scoreboard. And maybe a bit of fatigue in the end got us because of the games that we had leading in there. But, yeah. The game wasn't good. It didn't end up the greatest, but the experience of the whole week was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, this grand final tomorrow, because of the week off after the prelim finals. How do you see this playing out, Sam?
Oh, I think Melbourne are the best. I think Melbourne are the best team, and the Bulldogs, they had been the best teams all year, but the last three games, Bulldogs dropped away and lost a couple. But I think the two games in 4 weeks is a thing, and I appreciated that Melbourne had a hit out at training the other day, because as a player you need to blow cobwebs out, and you need to get sort of hardened to the contact and all that type of thing, because you can soften up with a couple of weeks off and inconsistency in the games that you're playing. So I think the Bulldogs have freshened up a bit, and they'll enjoy the week off, and they're hard, and they've been there before, and they've got these young blokes that just run on top of the ground and play for big moments in Bailey Smith, and they've got a number of blokes that go through the midfield. I think the midfield's going to be a huge battle. I think Melbourne's four in there, like Viney, Oliver and Petrarca, and you whack Gorney in there. If Gorney plays the way he did the other day, you'll win the Norm Smith and win him a flag. But I think if I was coaching, I'd go after him physically and try and wear him down. With Steph Martin, who's a big boy, Libby will no doubt be in his grill. So I think it's going to be a big game. But
you know, when you say go after him, what would you do there? Like, do you just rotate people on him? And
if he's in your way, if he's running past you, you just check him, and just like annoy him. Don't let him run to contests. We did, and he's a big lump of a man, so he's hard to stop. But if you just stand in his way and stop his stride, it takes a bit to get going. And just those little things pushing him off his line, they're just trying to run straight in and helping out Steph. I think you can wear him down even though he's dominated all year, but I think they have to do that physically. I think they did it during the year, actually. Or Port Adelaide went after him.
Sam, we know as well that you're a big racing man. Have you been doing the form? Have you got a tip for us for tomorrow?
I haven't had a look yet. My old man will have the papers out today, but it's a good time of the year. All the racehorses coming back, and spewing and not up in Sydney and can get to the races. The Everest Carnival is unbelievable. Every year we've sort of been able to get there, and I think I'll be following G-Tra into the Everest run. It was a bit stiff, but also Cartwright Nature Strip off, but is the Golden Roast Roast, Animo and Artorias and Giannis, I think. I just love Back and McAvoy in big races. He just finds a way to win.
Certainly is, big race jockey, and mate, really appreciate you talking to us this morning. Enjoy the grand final. Sounds like you've still got your heart with the Bulldogs, which is fair enough, but even though, considering moving to the Giants and the rivalry you had with the Dogs.
Yeah, I know. It was a very good rivalry. Yeah, I spent 4 years there, and I've got a couple of mates there, but the turnover in football these days, the only one I sort of played with was Easton Wood. So I'll be cheering for him, but I think it's going to be a cracking game. And then also the rugby game before it is going to be amazing as well.
Yeah, it's what a day it's going to be. Thanks so much, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, folks. Thank you.